It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up later, we'll hear about the Older Americans Act. It turns 50 years old today, but faces an uncertain future in the coming years.
First, international leaders reached a historic deal to rein in Iran's nuclear program this morning after 2 years of negotiating. Today, representatives of Iran, the U.S., and other countries involved held a final meeting in Vienna. Many Republicans in Congress oppose the deal, and Israeli leadership has spoken out against it. Congress has 60 days to review the agreement.
Joe Greco is with us now to go over the details of that deal. He's a professor of political science at Duke University. Joe, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you, Rob. It's good to be with you this afternoon on this important day.
Well, let's start with the details of this deal announced this morning. How much would it really curtail Iran's potential to get nuclear weapons?
I think I have not read the full text, so I'm working off the summaries that have become available on a variety of news websites. The agreement closely follows the framework that was established back in April. My own view is that it produces a restriction on Iran's ability to acquire nuclear weapons for at least 10 years, perhaps. And when I say significantly, I mean reducing or increasing the amount of time required by Iran were to try to make a dash for nuclear weapons from at present, which is maybe 3 months, to maybe 12 months. If Iran wants nuclear weapons, it can build nuclear weapons. What this agreement does is makes it harder for Iran to get them without the United States and its allies discovering that breakout effort. So in that sense, that is the, for at least 10 years, I think there would be this increase in the period in which such an effort would be detected. Beyond 10 years, the period would be less, going down to a very brief period of time. But essentially, it does put off a breakout capacity for about 10 years.
Now, the old Reagan line, I think, was trust but verify when it came to nuclear negotiations. President Obama said this deal is not about trust. It's about verification. From what we know of this extensive deal, what kind of verification efforts would be in place?
Yes, the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, would have, under this agreement, enhanced ability to inspect any site in Iran, whether that had been there had been some pushback from Iran's top leaders after the April framework agreement that military sites would be off limits. This agreement, as I understand it, does not discriminate across different types of sites that would be open to IAEA inspection. All sites would be inspected. There is a process by which they would be notified. And if Iran were to resist, then there would be quite soon thereafter that resistance, there would be reintroduction of economic sanctions. So on the verification procedures, it's at least as strong as the April agreement. It's stronger than the current ability of the international community to investigate Iranian nuclear activities.
So that's what we get, the West, the countries negotiating with Iran here. Iran has been looking for an end to the major sanctions. A lot of Iranian money is frozen, assets frozen in other countries. If they abide by the agreement, do they get all that back?
In a period of time, it is not an immediate lifting of sanctions. I tried to check on that. And as I understand some statements from Secretary Kerry, there will be a phased lifting of the sanctions. And yes, over a period of time, as the verification determines, if the verification process determines that Iran is living up to its side of the bargain, there would be access by Iran to roughly $100 billion in frozen, basically cash, now being held in a variety of banking accounts to which they do not have access. Number two, they would probably be able to increase oil exports from the current level, which is about 1.1 million barrels a day, It's possible, depending upon market conditions, they could get up to the 2 million, maybe even 2.5 million barrels a day, and they would have immediate access to the foreign exchange earnings from that sale. Today, they don't get immediate access to all of the hard currency they earn. So they would be able to, and that's what's in it for them, is they get the foreign exchange earnings of 2 to 2.5 million barrels per day plus the 100 billion that's frozen.
Talking to Joe Greco from Duke University, looking at this morning's announcement of a nuclear deal with Iran. Well, let's get to some of the reaction to this, Joe. Republicans in Congress, many of them not happy, including many from our own delegation. Presidential candidates on the Republican side, Governor Scott Walker said in his kickoff speech yesterday, day one, he cancels a deal if it's reached. What are the objections from Republicans on Congress and in the presidential race?
I think the central concern that is being expressed in the press and in the media is that twofold. First, even within the 10 years, Iran will have access to more financial resources, and the fear that they'll turn those financial resources not for the betterment of the Iranian people, but to support terrorism and other anti-U.S. Interests, for example, Hezbollah in Lebanon, which is an arch enemy of Israel. The second concern is that in the middle term, let's see, years 11 through 15, the restrictions on Iranian R&D on nuclear activities would be such that that one-year breakout period would shrink quite significantly down to basically a few months. So I think those are the two main objections. The third point that's often made by the opposition is that the sanctions have proven to be very effective, and they're correct about that, and continuing or even accentuating them might produce either a better deal or even better than that, a collapse of the Iranian regime and its replacement by a regime that would not seek nuclear weapons and would be friendly to the United States and Israel. So I think those are the two specific points in the general, and the third idea is a more general idea.
And Israeli leadership, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, are raising similar objections, a direct threat to Israel. Another player in that area, though, Saudi Arabia, concerned about this deal, has been all along. What is their worry about this nuclear agreement?
I think they have two concerns. The immediate concern is that they will be facing a stronger Iranian adversary, and this rivalry has been in effect for decades, and the Saudis may feel that this represents an opportunity for Iran to be a more formidable foe. Number two, they, in their worst nightmare, they may be concerned that a U.S. rapprochement with Iran is around the corner, a realignment by the United States away from Saudi Arabia, tilting toward Iran might occur in the next, that this represents that, the beginning of that process, and that Saudi Arabia would be left on its own. I think that second point is clearly, I doubt that's, well, that's their concern. I'm not sure how realistic a concern it is.
Is it possible that this could open the door to some more forms of cooperation against groups like ISIS? There is some cooperation there already going on in Iraq. Could there be more cooperation like that in the future after this deal?
I would not place too much hope in that expectation. I would say that the hardliners in Iran are going to resist and try to freeze. I mean, there's some tacit cooperation, but I don't think we're going to see this agreement spilling over into additional issue areas anytime soon. I think each side is going to need a period of time, I'm afraid measured in years, to develop confidence in the other, perhaps through the successful implementation of the agreement for both sides. So I don't see significant cooperation beyond this agreement anytime soon.
Joe, thanks a lot for being with us again.
Thank you, Rob. It was my pleasure.
That's Joe Greco, professor of political science at Duke University, with us to talk about the historic nuclear deal announced with Iran this morning.